It's awesome being a beginner to weight loss because you know what? All you got to do is make some simple changes. Simple changes. And this is also for you if you need to get back on the wagon, especially right now before the holidays. So I have an awesome podcast, really quick, really simple, really easy for you to follow. Here we go.
Hey everyone, this is a podcast about fitness and improving your life. We're going to offer the best tips to help you get to your goals. You know what, DJ? It's time to start the show.
1, 2, 3, 4. Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. It's your host Andrew Bustos with the Bustos Training Fitness Podcast. It's so great to see your smiling, happy face. I'm glad that you're, whatever you're doing, wherever you are, I'm glad that you're part of this show today. So let's go ahead and talk about this. It really is awesome being a beginner to weight loss because there's really simple things that you can do today that can help you get to your goals even faster. I really do believe that you should be strength training. You should be sleeping well. You should be going for walks. You should be stressing less. You should have a plan. All these things. So let's go ahead and talk about this. Let's talk. So the simple things that you can do today. Today. You can start eating your vegetables. I was talking with one of my clients and I said, what is the first thing that you could do today to help you get to your goal? And what could you do less of? You know, she told me, she said, I could eat more veggies. I could eat more vegetables. I could cut out the fries. If I go to Cheddar's and I have a hamburger, then I don't need the French fries. I could eat a side of veggies. I could make it my own. And simple things like that go a long, long way. Exactly. Exactly. That's what I told her. I think that's great. I think you know what you need to be doing with your diet because diet's going to be everything when it comes to weight loss. If you can cut back on your calories, if you can eat good things, I'm not talking about restrict yourself to 1,200 calories. I'm talking about making sure that you're supplying your body with enough nutrients. Even if you ate some protein bars, had some protein shakes, those things are going to be packed with some nutrition in them. Yeah, they're a supplement, but they're so much better. They're going to be so much better than you going through the drive-thru and getting that number 4 Big Bacon Classic today. Even though that sounds good, you don't need to be doing that. Especially if you're trying to lose weight. So doing things like that are so great. Eating your vegetables, how much, how many times a day? I would shoot for at least 2 servings to 5 servings of vegetables a day. Because remember, you're a beginner, so you want to try to get your broccoli in. You know what I actually do? I'm going to be honest with you. I go and I buy at Sam's Club, I buy this mix. It's like it's a green mix. We get some spinach, and then we get the other mix that has all these different things in it. I can't remember off the top of my head what exactly the mix is called, but it's in a purple bag. It's so good. There's so many veggies in it. I put a little bit of dressing on it that comes with it. I put a little bit of the raisins in there just to give a little flavor, but man, it is packed with good nutrients, and I work on that all the time. So make sure that you're eating enough vegetables just to help you. And I think a green supplement is great too if you're not getting enough supplements in. Green supplements are fantastic. So try those. Give them a go. Give them a try. I have nothing against that. Just don't do cleanses. Please don't do any cleanse. Cleanses don't work. They're only used for 1 to 2 days, 3 days. Don't do them, okay? You're going to fail if you do them. I don't want you doing that. Next one. I want you prioritizing protein. You got to make sure that you're getting enough protein into your diet. Protein is so big. Protein is important. If you want to keep muscle on your body, you got to be eating protein. At least 20 to 30 grams a serving at each meal. That's what you want to get in a day. So if you eat 3-4 times a day, that's a lot. So 4 times 20, what is that, 80? 80 grams, that's still pretty good. You get more than that, even better. I have a client right now that's 66 years old, and we talk all about protein a lot, and because she struggles with getting protein into her diet. She does. Let's just be honest. She struggles with getting protein. That's okay. There's other, everyone struggles at something, but she will make a stride to doing it. I know she will. She really wants to. She'll start adding in some protein shakes to help with that. That's when the supplementations are great. That's when protein bars are great. If you can't get a chicken breast in, you can't get some egg whites in, just for example, that's a great, great alternative, big time, really awesome. So make sure that you're getting enough protein in, because if you want to get stronger in the gym, you got to be eating protein. If you want to feel better, eat your protein. It's lower in calorie. It's better for you. You're going to just get stronger all around. Number three, I want you to go for walks. I want you to walk a lot more. Walking is so great. I know some people may live up north. We live in the south. Down here in Texas, it's beautiful weather year-round. We have no excuse. We have no excuse. Up north, it may be a little bit harder. You go get on a treadmill. That's the only time I'll tell you to go get on a treadmill at the gym. But get on the treadmill. Go for a mile walk. It'll take it about 10, 20 minutes. Just walk, throw in a run if you want to here and there. But go for some walks. The more steps that you get in, the better. More steps. Steps are so important when you're trying to lose weight. So go and do it. And I want you to start drinking more water. Water is great for the body. If you're drinking water and you're intaking enough water, simple things like this. I've already given you some simple things that you could start doing. And I'm telling you, simple changes like this are going to help you to burn fat, to lose weight, to keep muscle on your body, because that's the whole goal. If you get into the gym and you start drinking more water, guess what? You're not going to be as hungry. Your body's going to feel good. Your joints are going to feel good. And again, I'm going to be honest with you another time. When I drink more water, my body feels better. I'm just saying, my body feels better. Your body needs water. So start drinking it. Start drinking the water. It's so good for you. So, so good for you. Here's another great one. Eat slower. If you eat food, I'm a fast eater. I'm so guilty of this. I'm going to be honest with you again. I'm so guilty of eating fast. I guess because being a trainer for so many years and going from client to client, I really have to eat a little quicker to get a meal in. So my kids always make fun of me, like, wow, you already finished? Wow, you already done? Wow. I'm like, yeah, you guys eat too slow. It's not that they eat too slow. It's that I eat too fast. They don't eat very much. That's why they're all skinny. That's why I'm a little bit bigger. But if you're eating slower, it gives your body, your stomach enough time to tell the brain, hey, guess what? I'm full now. Because if you don't give the food enough time to get down into the large, small, large intestine and belly, whatever, then you're going to keep eating. I'm telling you, the worst place that you can go, and people love Chick-fil-A here in Texas. I don't know why, but they love it. I can't stand it, but I'll eat it. It's great. It's awesome. But they'll go to Chick-fil-A and they'll start eating. You can eat so much of it because it is just so good. But by the time you're done, you're like, man, I already had 3 chicken sandwiches, 2 things of fries, blah, blah, blah. I'm telling you, if you just chill out a little bit, don't eat so much, take your time. I actually tried this before years ago, but I tried chewing at least 100 times before I swallowed. 1, 2, 3, 4. It gets boring, but it definitely helps you with eating, with your nutrition for sure, if you eat slower. If you can also sleep a lot more, sleep is so important too. Last night I got a good night's rest. I woke up so refreshed. I felt great. Night before I did not. Last night I did. Oh my gosh, it was great. I'm telling you, if you get that sleep in, it's going to help in your workouts. You're going to notice it. With your fatigue at work, you're going to feel so much better. Your joints, everything, all these things go hand in hand. If you can sleep more, that's when all the magic happens, right? That's when the magic happens. So if you can eat your vegetables, you can eat your protein, you can walk more, you can drink water, you can eat slower, you can sleep more, you can strength train. Get in the gym. An hour, at least 3 to 4 times a week. And then not if you can, every day. Do some strength training. Get on a program. Hire a trainer. All those things can help you so much. So much. All these things can lead to some great results, people. I'm telling you right now. Everything I told you today can lead to some great results. But it's going to take you having to do it. Simple things. Simple changes. People look too broad, too big. Keep it simple. Look small. Look tiny. Tiny things that you can change. Stop drinking so many Dr. Peppers. How about switching to water? How about switching to unsweet tea? How about switching to zero-calorie sodas? Get away from them. I'm telling you. Don't eat so much processed foods. How about have a sandwich every once in a while? How about have a salad every once in a while? How about cut out some things? You can do this. I know that you can. I know that you can. I believe in you. I do. So just remember, these are awesome. These are awesome. These are awesome things. For you as a beginner, as someone that's advanced, just to reevaluate, reconnect with where you are, and just get back at it. All these things can lead to great results. Okay? You with me? I hope so. Thank you so much for listening to this quick podcast. I hope this gets you started. I hope this gets you going. If you get a chance, please subscribe to this. Subscribe to everything. Like everything. Follow. If you have questions, go check out on Instagram, TikTok. I'll answer any question that you have. But thank you so much for joining me, and I hope you enjoy this sick beat.
See you later.